Welcome to this week's edition of In the Clubhouse with EMD. I am Andy Kirikides, joined by my wonderful co-host, Keith Glasser. Keith, how are we doing?
Great, how are you?
Good. We're going to talk about planning, organization, having an idea of what's ahead of you. And we're going to talk about looking ahead to the summer and some things that people should be considering, even though most places haven't even started their high school seasons yet. Got to kind of have an idea of what your June, July, and August are going to look like from a recruiting perspective. So I think we got a couple tips, a couple ideas, a couple things to think about. We're going to try to drop that knowledge on you real quick. So what do you got? Where do you want to start?
Why don't we start with, I don't even know. There was a lot that you just threw out. Start with the first one.
All right. You got to have an idea of what your schedule is for the summer, right? So first things first, if you're playing travel ball, get your travel ball schedule, map that out, figure out where you're going to be, when you're going to be there. And if you are a player that is going to be recruitable and needs to be out there at college camps or showcases, then you need to build your schedule around that. I think that's one of the first things that people can do. Like if you're a 2025, you got to have a plan, and it's got to be targeted. It's got to be thoughtful. Like if you're a high academic kid, you're trying to get in front of a bunch of guys, like you probably need to be at a head first or a show ball. If you're getting recruited by some schools right now, you probably want to put their on-campus camps on your calendar as an opportunity to get in front of those coaches guaranteed. So thinking about where you're going to be, when you're going to be, and what that's going to look like is really important. I think it becomes even more important for pitchers because you got to be really thoughtful about how you communicate with your travel ball coaches. Because if you're going to a camp on a Thursday and that coach wants you to throw on Friday, maybe you need to talk to that guy and be like, hey, I can throw on Sunday because I'm going to camp on Thursday. And like having those conversations, because health and timing and staying with your routine is really important for the summer as well. So I think starting to look ahead to what some of those exposure opportunities are going to be and being honest with yourself, right? Like we've talked about this a ton. Like if you're a 2027, not saying don't go to an on-campus camp, but if you're going to do it, try to be as educated and informed about it as you can, right? This isn't the summer to run around and try to go to perfect game showcases and do all kinds of crazy stuff. Like this is a summer to play a bunch of baseball, to enjoy what you're doing, to continue to try to get better and, you know, learn about who you are and what you need to do in the future. So those are a couple things that pop into my head in terms of what people should be thinking about as they head into the summer here.
Yeah. I mean, I couldn't agree more. I think one of the things too, and we've talked about this before, is, you know, also understanding as the summer progresses, understanding that this could be a little bit more fluid than most people might think. When it comes to camps and, you know, on campus camps, I would say specifically, or even tournaments, because I think that there's, you know, I think last year we had a handful of guys who wanted to go down to Hoover, but it didn't make any sense for them to go down to Hoover because nobody was recruiting them who was at that event when the Boston Open was going on and everyone who was recruiting was there. You know, so understanding that too, right? Like, you know, the recruiting process is a rather fluid process. Like, you know, yes, you're going to have tournaments and team camps and games it is that you're going to be playing and then some showcases and camps you're going to sign up for. But, you know, understanding that there might be some schools that get into the mix that you didn't even have any idea were, you know, interested in you, or you may have been not interested in them at the start and now all of a sudden you are. And that could kind of change, you know, what your attack plan is, you know, kind of midstream. So kind of understanding that, you know, or at least accepting the fact that this is a rather fluid process and there's nothing that's going to be set in stone from like a, I'm doing this, 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 and this, and that, that's it. You know, so I think that's an important part, important piece of it as well. You know, but other than that, I think you nailed it. Like, you know, you're going to have games, you're going to want to, you know, schedule some of the, your, you know, a showcase or two, depending on what age group you're in, for the summer, you know, maybe target some more camps in the fall from an on-campus standpoint of schools it is that you're interested in or who may be recruiting you, versus, you know, spending a lot of money on camps in the, on the front end, you know. And conversely, if you're not a high academic kid, like the Headverse and Showball scene might not be for you or shouldn't be for you because they're, you know, staffed by high end academic schools. So if you're not looking to go to those schools, there's no reason for you to go to those camps. You know, and finding out where the coaches and schools it is that you want to be recruited by and reaching out and asking like, hey, where are you going to be at? And, you know, go to an event or two that they're at there, you know, can be a little bit of an easier way to get in front of those guys, outside of just their straight up camps. So, you know, I think understanding the type of level or school, or academic profile is you're looking for, and then knowing that this is a fluid process, and getting in front of the people it is that you need to be in front of will make your process a little bit easier than kind of going at it blind.
Yeah, no, the only thing I'll add to that is more exposure doesn't mean more recruitment. And I think it's important to be thoughtful about where you go, your time, your energy, your money. And yeah, we always circle back to the honest assessment if that's really where it starts. But having a plan of where you're going to be thoughtful and deliberate about it gives you a better chance, right? Like go and do 15 showcases. If you pick the wrong showcases or you pick the wrong college camps, you're not going to get anything out of it. You're just going to spend a bunch of money for people to tell you the same thing. So be deliberate with what you're doing and don't think that trying to throw money at the problem is going to be the solution to it necessarily.
Correct. So
have a plan, start to think about it, start to get organized, start to talk to people who can help you make some good decisions and start to put together your summer schedule.
Next up.
That cover it?
Yeah, I guess so.
All right. Until next week. We will be back talking more college recruiting. Thanks for listening. All right. Thanks, everybody. Thank you for listening this week. If you're watching on YouTube, go ahead and hit that subscribe button and smash that like button for us. Check us out on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, as well as Spotify. You can follow us on Twitter and Instagram at EMDBaseball. If you want to find out what me and Keith do to help families and players navigate the recruiting process, go ahead and check us out on emdbaseball.com. Take a few minutes to check out our new online academy. I promise you'll get some good information out of that. Thanks again for listening. Check in with you next week.